From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Temperatures have recovered well from the frigid combination of cold and wind that occurred yesterday, but today's brief attempt at spring-like weather will get nipped in the bud to be followed by the Old Man Winter Reunion Tour that will crash back into town tomorrow, riding in on resurgent northwest winds. In terms of temperatures, this situation will carry through the weekend. Little, if any, precipitation is expected, apart from a few brief periods of terrain-driven snow showers. Today's reprieve is characterized by very little wind. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies are accompanied by widely scattered snow showers across northern areas and in the southern greens. Additional daytime accumulation might amount to another inch over the mountains and hills, with little more than a trace likely in the valleys, with most valleys getting above freezing this afternoon and some southern valleys flirting with 40 degrees. The next round of scattered snow showers will focus over the higher terrain tonight as the colder air starts to work back in. Spinning over the upper Ottawa Valley early this afternoon, a weakening surface low will drop across the eastern tip of Lake Ontario, reaching the lower Hudson Valley by this evening. The vast majority of the related snowfall has already occurred, doing so last night over the northern Adirondacks and northern Green Mountains. This system is being directed almost straight southward by large low pressure now centered over Newfoundland. This larger low, along with its upper-level counterpart, are being blocked in their otherwise northeastward progression by a strong upper-level ridge over the northern Atlantic. The weather pattern is so strongly blocked that the low will actually shift back toward the west, ultimately retrograding into Labrador and eastern Quebec over the weekend. This large counterclockwise circulation positioned to our northeast will couple with clockwise circulation centered to our northwest, the latter circulation being an area of Arctic high pressure that will be dropping southward out of central Canada. It's all a recipe for midwinter cold to round out the first week of March, something that will be accentuated tomorrow and Friday especially because of highs mainly in the teens and 20s and northwest winds that will be gusting to 30 miles an hour. Temperatures will begin to very slowly moderate over the weekend, and Sunday should feature mainly clear skies. The slow warm-up will continue on Monday, likely getting more pronounced from Tuesday into Wednesday as a warm front crosses from our west. Forecast confidence decreases considerably by the end of next week. It does appear likely that a period of above-average temperatures will develop from Wednesday into Thursday, but there are indications that another cooling trend, perhaps a stark one, will arrive for the following weekend. In the forecast summary for the VPR listening area, this afternoon mostly cloudy with widely scattered snow showers north and in the southern greens, additional accumulation a trace to an inch, mainly over the mountains and hills, highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s north and mid-30s to around 40 in the south, variable winds around 5 miles an hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy before midnight, then clouds gradually decreasing from north to south, lows from 5 to 15 above in the north and upper teens to lower 20s across the south, winds becoming northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Thursday, mostly sunny through midday, then some afternoon clouds, mainly north, blustery and colder with highs from the upper teens to mid-20s north and mid-20s to around 30 in the south, winds from the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour and gusting to 30. Thursday night, mainly clear early in the south, otherwise becoming mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers in northern valleys with a trace to an inch, scattered to numerous in the Adirondacks and northern greens with 1 to 2 inches there. Lows tomorrow night in the single digits to around 10 above. Friday, variable clouds in the south, mostly cloudy north with scattered snow showers, another trace to 2 inches mainly over the mountains, highs from the mid-teens to around 20 north and in the 20s south. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.